Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, have another unbiblical teacher testing for you. Modern pastor Josh Hall, Selmore Baptist Church, Ozark, Missouri, was doing some research, came across this man. He had an article on the internet about ladies' head coverings and how it is not for today. It was so bad and full of such erred theology and so deceptive to a undiscerning reader that I had to do an article and refute it. If you go to don'tperish.com and you go to our Spirit and Truth blog, look under head coverings, you'll see that article refuting him. You can go read the article. He said that head coverings can't be important because Jesus never talked about them. Well, using that kind of man-made Bible study theology tactic, that means homosexuality isn't a sin because Jesus never talked about homosexuality. So forget that. That's flawed. Head coverings is for today. God's word does teach it, 1 Corinthians 11. But going back to Josh Hall, so I decided to do a testing of him, and I did not know when I started this whole process that he was Jordan Hall's brother, Jordan Hall from out in Montana, who I've written about already. So I didn't go after, seeking out Jordan Hall's brothers or siblings. I just ran into this man. And part of the reason is we're in central Missouri and Josh Hall is in central Missouri or south Missouri. And so I guess the connection on the internet was made and his article came up. I don't know. Anyway, decided to do a testing of his Baptist body and him. Well, it is not a positive one. They cling to the Baptist name. That is unbiblical. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog, and you'll see an article called, Are You Baptist or Biblical? Baptists came along in the 1600s. Christ's true body came along in the first century. God says, don't do pagan ways and walk in spirit and truth. Baptists practice pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter. Paul said it's an open participatory gathering in 1 Corinthians 14 with all men using their gifts and multiple elders just oversee. Josh practices the man-made modern Baptist pastor role where he does all of the teaching. Josh shows that he's worldly. On his Twitter account, he talks more about sports of the world than he does the things of God on the first few tweets that I saw. He has a tweet on his Facebook, a post on his Facebook page, how he thinks that UFC Ultimate Fighting could be addictive. Folks, that's a pagan, violent, nasty, carnal cage match where two men beat each other to a pulp till one submits. And he calls himself a man of God. He practices Halloween in his family with his precious little children. He's feminized. He doesn't teach the fullness of God's word. Obviously, he doesn't believe head coverings is for today because Jesus never mentioned it. That's ridiculous. Many, many terrible signs, but it's typical. And what's worse yet? He is a seminary-trained man. It shows you these men have wasted their money on tuition because they're not being taught the truth of God's word. They're being taught man-made traditions, the Baptist way. He's also part of Missouri Baptist Convention. They promoted a place that does cage fighting for Christ. How abhor is that? That's terrible. To do that in Christ's name and trying to win converts using violent pagan fighting and carnality and blood. Terrible. He's also part of the SBC, Southern Baptist Convention. They're a unbiblical train wreck. We expose them in our Unbiblical Teachers blog. So go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog from don'tperish.com. Look up Josh Hall or look up Selmore Baptist Church. And we test biblically. This isn't about slander. This isn't about spreading lies. This is about telling you the truth. If you go to these places, you will not be taught the truth of God's word. You will be taught man-made traditions. You will be taught building-centered religious faith. Oh, by the way, they have a pagan steeple on top of their building. Yeah, the steeple is pagan. Did you know that? The Egyptians used it to worship their false gods. Roman Catholics use it in their idolatry. And places like Baptist places use them. When God says in 2 Corinthians 6, come out of the darkness, what does light have to do with darkness? Touch no unclean thing, I'll receive you. Baptists are rolling in the dirt with all types of unclean things, pagan holidays, steeples, worldliness, carnality, false gospels. Wow, I should have mentioned that first. Shame on you, Jim. Calvinism. Mm-hmm. False gospel here. So go there, read the link, let us know how we can help you. Go to our resources. We do this so that some sheep on the internet or when we stand out with our gospel signs in front of religious places will see this and go, I thought there was something wrong here, because that's what happened to me. I was too dumb and too undiscerning to know what was going on, but I knew something wasn't right in man-made denominational evangelicalism. So we're hoping to educate some sheep there, and we reject these false teachers. They're heretics. And I did email Josh. I have not heard back from him. No biblical reply to the charges against him being unbiblical. No biblical reply back. So that's just another sign. Most of them do hide in the dark because God's word is not on their side. So we do this in love for God's word. We do this in love for our neighbor. And you know what? I hope and pray Josh repents of his sin. And if he does, we'll be the first ones there down in Ozark to help him. But if not, he is now marked, and we hope that people find his name, read this testing, and you know what, folks? If we have anything wrong, it says right at the top of our unbiblical teachers testing, if we have any of these facts wrong, contact us. We will change them, fix them to get it right, because we care about the truth, not slander, not compromise, and that's what God's word is. It is the truth. So go to our resources, don'tperish.com. By the way, we don't sell anything. We don't ask you to come join us. We have nothing to sell. We work to support ourselves, unlike all these men, Josh Hall, that expect people to pay them for their living and pay to do all types of things. And most men of God today are selling books and selling this and selling that, all for mammon. Jesus wasn't happy with that. So go to don'tperish.com. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog, hundreds of articles to help you in the faith. Go to our John 4:24 audio. You're listening to the audio here. Hundreds of articles, I believe, by now, hundreds of audios. And go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, where we write about and expose all of these false places for the truth, for the love of the truth of God, love of our neighbor, and we hope it brings some people to repentance. This is redemptive work, not condemnation work, but if they don't repent of their false errors and ways, go read Mark 7. They will be condemned before God. Go read Matthew 7. Away from me, I never knew you. You who practice iniquity, that's lawlessness, that's doing against God's word. Yeah, the Baptist faith is kind of the poster boy for that. So check out our resources. Let us know how we can help you anytime. Thanks for listening. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.